I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. When the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission subpoenaed campaign finance filing records for Hartford Treasurer Adam Cloud, investigators didn't say what they were looking for. But the commission has recently stepped up its enforcement of a rule that governs how investment advisors contribute to campaigns. We don't know what the commission's investigating, and we don't even know whether Cloud himself is the subject of the investigation. But we do know this. Whatever it is the commission's looking into rests at the intersection of securities law and elections. And there's a relatively new rule that has shaken up some in the investment world. It's known as pay-to-play.
Pay-to-play is the practice of making campaign contributions and related payments to elected officials in order to influence the awarding of lucrative contracts for the management of public pension plan assets.
That's Mary Shapiro, the then chairman of the SEC back in 2010 when the commission approved the new rule.
The selection of investment advisors to manage public plans should be based on the best interests of the plans and their beneficiaries, not kickbacks and favors.
The rule's pretty simple. If you get paid to invest city pension dollars, you're an investment advisor. And under that rule, you aren't allowed to contribute to campaigns, solicit contributions, or get people to solicit contributions.
The SEC is going to great lengths to signal to the regulated community that it is not so much interested in whether the campaign activity actually led to the award of the services.
That's Stefan Passantino, a lawyer who writes the pay-to-play log blog. He says the SEC is signaling to people that it takes this rule very seriously.
It is prepared to enforce its laws regardless of whether the campaign activity in any way led to the award of the services, or even if it was potentially possible for the campaign activity to influence the activity. That does not matter to the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Passantino says that the rule has nothing to say about the conduct of the elected official, just of the investment advisor. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.